Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. If you are a relatively new listener, I do a lot of half-ass impressions. My Jim Brewer is pretty good because I worked with him for 5 years. I do a Jeff Foxworthy that's real half-ass. And one of my favorites to bust out is what I call half-ass angry Jerry Seinfeld. This is not the Jerry Seinfeld impression that most people do, which is the, hey, what's the deal with this? I like to do more of the frustrated, angry Jerry, and it's very half-ass. So I'm not telling you that I'm a good impressionist. Oh, no, 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 not at all. That's not the point. Anyway, Jerry was interviewed by Esquire. Jerry's on a massive book tour. There were so many articles about him during the week, but Esquire zoned in on the coffee. They had some great questions. They asked Jerry, you write in the book that you didn't start to drink coffee until later in life. What made you decide to take up a new addiction as an adult? Jerry said, I didn't have time to have meals with people my whole single life. Every day, it's who am I going to have lunch with? It would take 2 hours. Didn't matter. I had no family. I had no place to go. You're just waiting. So whatever time you're going on stage at night. So the meal was how you killed the day. But then you have a wife and kids, it's a little different. I said, let me try. See what this Starbucks. Let me see what this is. I don't know what this is. And I sat down with somebody and I'm drinking this coffee and the conversation's really getting animated. And I'm thinking, there's something good going on here. I have to explore this. Well, Jerry, has drinking coffee changed your comedy writing? Jerry said, I think I wrote in the book that cars and coffee are two objects that when I'm with them, I never feel alone. And when you're writing, for me, I'm almost always alone and the coffee's like a warm friend. I like that it's not so easy to get or not so easy to make. It's like a person. Jerry apparently said he could drink 6 coffees in one sitting. The question, how do your doctors feel about that? I could care less. I remember a funny exchange with Ellen DeGeneres. I was drinking so much coffee, she says, doesn't it affect you to drink that much coffee? I said, of course it does. Well, Jerry, are you able to sleep at night? No. Not too well. Black or with milk, sugar? Depends on the time of day and kind of coffee it is. How about decaf, Jerry? No, never, never ever. Are comedians more fun to talk to when they're caffeinated? Everyone's more fun to talk to when they're caffeinated. They take shorter pauses. Jerry, how do you feel about fancy coffee drinks? Do you drink Frappuccinos? I don't like any of that pumpkin crap. None of that maple crap. Why would you not want the flavor of coffee? That's the best flavor. If I want pumpkin, I get a piece of pumpkin pie with a cup of coffee. Jerry, there was a report in the New York Times that coffee is actually a hydrating beverage and not a dehydrating beverage. What's your take? I can find any piece of data about coffee you want to be true. It's not hard. Something, what was it? Kidneys. It's one of those clickbait YouTube videos. How does coffee affect your kidneys? I really want to click on it. I don't want to watch 10 more of these, but I pressed on it. It was like the first 10 seconds I see. It's all a list of fantastic things that coffee does. I didn't watch it. I don't know anything about it. It's over. I'm doing it. Jerry, is there anything doctors could find out about the effect of coffee that would make you stop drinking coffee? Jerry's answer, it would have to be lethal. Great article in the Laugh Button with Ari Shaffir. I shared this in the Facebook group, Daily Comedy News Podcast group. Ari really got into the details of not putting your special on, say, Netflix or Amazon or one of those. As for his current special, Ari said, his decision to have it center around one single theme came from visits to the Edinburgh Comedy Festival. He said, that was my version of the Beatles going to India, where they took what they learned in India and applied it to rock and roll. He released his special Jew directly to YouTube for free. And he said, YouTube gets it. They let you do what you want to do. They know what irony is, and they know what non-literal is. What's pulsing through my head right now is the media. It's about how everybody should stop going on social media. It's about how everybody should stop reading the news immediately. They should get off these platforms that are just making us angry at each other. It's making us care about things we never really cared about. It's against our will, making us hate our brothers or friends, and we never really signed up for that. Will his next special have a theme? I'm worn out from thinking about a theme for 5.5 years. If I had to guess, my next theme would be kind of understated rather than overstated. So his problem with larger platforms, he said of his previous special, they made me lose my closer 2 weeks before I filmed. Apparently, the joke in question was cut because it violated the rules about jokes not being too lewd, Ari said. These rules are made not to ostracize the type of people who would never come to my shows, so why would I change what I do for somebody who wouldn't even be watching me? Fear explains that a comedian often has to sign a morality clause to ensure that if they act inappropriately in public, the distributor has the right to cut the cord on their special. But Shaffir says in practice, it's a vague thing. It's like if people start not liking you, we reserve the right to just delete your artwork. It's not a game I want to play, because I'm walking that line all the time. This time, I lost faith that they wouldn't take it down if I said something out there on a podcast, which, by the way, we do say things that are out there on podcasts. It's what we do. In the moment, we try to say the wildest things. These major platforms are not helping to protect this environment of freestyle comedy. Vanya Land caught up with Dion Cole about his current special, and he said, "Something from the heart. It took me over 2 years to write and put together. Everything I do is out of love, and I hope people recognize that and notice that we take our time with these things, and as simple as it might look and seem, it's really not. It takes time to talk about something that no one is talking about in the way you would like to talk about it. I would love for people to just enjoy it." The Laugh Button reports Sinbad had a stroke 2 years ago, and he's still recovering. He's struggling to walk, and he is mounting medical bills. The blood clot traveled from his heart to his brain. He was rushed into surgery at the West Hills Medical Center. The immediate prognosis was promising. Then the next day, another clot formed and he had surgery again. That one took more out of the comedian. He eventually found himself placed into a medically induced coma and on a ventilator. Tig Notaro talked to Forbes about taking risks and she said, "I'm terrified each time I do comedy. Make no mistake, I was terrified to announce I had cancer and take my shirt off on HBO. Her approach to risk-taking is, picture yourself on an island, that's how I think of it. You're on an island and running out of resources and there's a raft that's starting to move away. It's probably worth it to make the leap, see if you land on the raft, because if you stay on the island, then there's nothing going on." She said, "Plenty of material fall flat with audiences, but says it feels so much better to try new material than do the same over and over for years and years. That makes you feel dead inside. If new material bombs, you still feel more alive than doing the old stuff forever." This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Charge those batteries.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From Al Jazeera, your home for comedy news, Qatari stand-up comedian Hamad Al-Amari believes the World Cup is an opportunity to showcase the country's rich culture to the world. Hamad said, "Growing up, we played football barefoot. That's what we did as kids. Football is the most watched sport, participated sport in the country. I'm loving this world." Al-Amari speaks English with an Irish lilt, having lived in Ireland for many years. He's unfazed by the criticism leveled at Qatar and said, "I don't think any other country has been exposed to the things Qatar has been exposed to in the media. It's fine. We're doing it anyway. It's happening. It's our responsibility as Qataris to showcase our culture and bring people in. It's exactly what we're doing." Eric Idle was on Kara Swisher's podcast, fired a shot across Bill Maher's bow and said, "I didn't like it when Bill Maher complained about the audience for not laughing. They're telling you they don't find it funny. You shouldn't moan about the audience. There's nothing wrong with the audience. If they don't laugh at your jokes, there's something wrong with your joke." So I'm not terribly sympathetic to that sort of attitude, to be honest. That's your comedy news for today. Follow the show for free on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. There's an audio version on YouTube. See you tomorrow.
Some call him the Taylor Swift of soccer. Follow the ultimate spectacle with the Messi effect. Step into the star-studded world of superstar Lionel Messi as we dive into the glitz, glamour, and game-changing impact he's bringing to American soccer. From jaw-dropping goals to all the off-field glitz and intrigue, we've got your all-access pass to the hottest show in town. Whether you're a diehard fan or just love a good Hollywood story, join us for the ride of a lifetime as Messi brings American soccer to new heights. Follow the Messi Effect and see if Messi can pull off an American championship. The Messi Effect, available wherever you get your podcasts.
In the next episode of the Hitmaker Chronicles podcast, we dive deep into Noah Kahan's Stick Season, a poignant and introspective indie folk masterpiece. We explore the song's themes of hometown nostalgia, the passage of time, and the struggle to reconcile the past with the present. Through a detailed analysis of the lyrics, music, and cultural impact, we uncover how Stick Season resonates with listeners on a profoundly personal level. Follow the Hitmaker Chronicles wherever you get your podcasts.